Welcome to Days at Dogwood Canyon, a nature podcast brought to you by Dogwood Canyon Audubon Center in Cedar Hill, Texas. This is a podcast that will take you into our 200-acre wildlife preserve in the heart of the DFW Metroplex. Take a quick weekly break with us and get outside with the fresh air, the trees, and of course, the birds. I'm Kirsten, the Center Coordinator, Community Programs here at Dogwood Canyon Audubon Center. Welcome, listeners, to another episode of Native Plants at Dogwood Canyon Audubon Center. This is a 10-minute podcast about nature, birds, plants, and us. We will talk about how we all rely on each other to live our best lives. Today, we're going to take a walk in the woods and learn about the American beautyberry, Calocarpa americana, variety lacteal. It's also known as the French mulberry. This tree slash shrub, depending on your definition, is a native of North America, including the states of Virginia to Arkansas, south to Florida, and Texas. It is typically found in woods, moist thickets, wet slopes, low, rich bottomlands, and at the edges of swamps in the piney woods, the post-oak woods, blackland woodlands, and coastal woodlands. American beautyberry prefers partial shade and is often found in the understory of wooded areas. It typically grows 3 to 5 feet tall and often just as wide. It can reach 9 feet in height, but it must be in favorable soil and moist conditions to encourage this much growth. It has long arching branches and yellow-green fall foliage. The bark is a light brown on older wood and a reddish brown on younger wood. The bark is smooth with elongate, corky areas, ovate to elliptic leaves, that means sort of oval in shape, are found in clusters along the willowy branches. The leaves are toothed, giving the edges a jagged razor appearance that is very symmetrical. The leaves grow in sort of a ring around the branch, giving this plant a distinctive appearance. You will see a cluster of leaves, then bare branch, then a cluster of leaves again. I think it is a lovely plant all year round, but many people love it for its glossy, iridescent purple berries that grow at the leaf axils every fall and winter. Occasionally, you will come across a beautyberry with white berries, but that is not as common as the purple. In the springtime, the leaves share their space with tiny pinkish-white flowers that will become the beautiful purple berries come fall. You'll typically see the flowers, if you can actually see them, because when I say tiny, I mean they are tiny. You'll see them during the months of May, June, and July. This Texas native supports berry-eating birds during the fall and winter, native bees and butterflies in spring and summer, and, well, deer definitely enjoy the foliage during the rest of the year. I wouldn't even put it past it for an opossum to eat the berries, too. Humans can also eat the berries, and indigenous people have used the roots, leaves, and berries in teas to treat various illnesses for years. If you're looking to fill in a shaded space in your garden with a native plant, we highly recommend planting native plants here at Dogwood Canyon Audubon Center. The American beautyberry could be just what you're looking for. So shop around at local nurseries and ask for Calocarpa americana. You can also check out our seasonal plant sales. Here at Dogwood Canyon Audubon Center, we have a spring plant sale in April, most of the time, and one in the fall, typically in October. We try to always have some American beautyberry for sale if it's available. It's a great addition to any garden and helps support our local birds and wildlife. So where can you see American beautyberry at Dogwood Canyon Audubon Center? Almost anywhere on the trails behind our visitor center. We actually have one right outside our door of the visitor center. We have a lovely example at the end of our Canyon Floor Trail, and so many that grow along our West Loop Trail. I hope to see you out at Dogwood Canyon Audubon Center soon, looking for the American Beauty Berry.